Good morning, brother, sister, and friends.
Good morning. 弟兄姊妹们早安.
It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
实在非常美好能够在这里.
And the Lord has laid in my heart to share something that I have learned in my Christian walk.
主将一个心思意念放在我的心里面. 是怎样的与主同行?
So today I want to share about a miracle that the Lord has done.
今早上愿意, 分享一个的奇迹,
is the feeding of the 5,000.
就一个五饼二鱼的奇迹.
So maybe since we have so many young people here, you have a good memory. I want to ask, how many miracles has Jesus performed?
在座有许多的年轻人, 那我问这些年轻人, 究竟耶稣在圣经里面做了多少个神迹?
Well, maybe to be more clear, how many miracles was recorded in the four gospels?
或者再仔细一点的问, 在四福音里面, 主耶稣行出来多少个神迹?
So, any one of you like to give it a try?
有没有人想尝试回答呢?
I'll ask the young people first.
年轻人.
Otherwise, I'll ask our elderly sister.
或者年长的姊妹们.
Well, we'll go home and count tonight.
或者你可以今晚, 回家来查考一下,
so, another question I want to ask is, can miracles still happen today?
另外一个第二个问题我想问的就是这些神迹今天能不能够发生呢?
So if you think miracle can still happen today, can you raise your hand?
如果你认为神迹可以发生的在今天请你举手.
Good. How many of you think miracle cannot happen today? You can still raise your hand.
如果你认为今天神迹是不能够发生的你也可以举手.
Okay, my message is done. So,
交通就来到这里了。So
I often thought that miracle can only happen is in third world country when the word of God was not readily available and when missionaries are in the mission field and they have to perform miracle in order to prove that Jesus is the Son of God.
我经常的以为神迹奇事只能够在第三世界那里能够发生, 那些传教士能, 因为那里他们没有神的话, 那些传教士在那里传道的时候, 需要用神迹奇事来说明神和主耶稣的同在。
And it happened, it did happen. They raised the dead.
实在是真的有的, 他们叫死人复活。
But today I want to also ask is, can you perform miracle?
今天我要问你能不能够行出这些神迹奇事?
If you think you can perform miracle, you can raise your hand.
如果你认为你能够, 请你举手.
No hands were up.
没人举手.
Okay, well, I'll ask this question at the end again.
或者我到最后再问这个问题.
So what is the purpose of miracle?
那我要再问了, 神迹奇事. 的目的是什么呢?
In the Gospel of John, it specifically talks about that miracle is a sign.
在约翰福音那里,很清楚地告诉我们,这个神迹其实是一个记号,记应.
It's like a road sign, like a stop sign, like a left turn sign.
好像你驾车的时候,见到一个牌叫你停下,见到一个牌叫你左转,右转.
So it is a sign that leads you to God.
是一个记号将你引导带到神那里。
It's a sign that points you to Jesus, that he is the Son of God.
是一个记号带到你神面前,说明主耶稣就是神的儿子。
In the book of Acts, the miracles reveal the wonder of God, the power of God.
在使徒行传,许多的神迹奇事就说明了神的大能。
He's the healer, he's the giver of life.
主就是一个医治者, 佢就系一个赐生命者。
He's a provider. He provides the bread of life to us.
佢系一个赐予生命、赐予一切俾我哋嘅嗰一位。
He's the one that gave us strength and peace.
佢系嗰一位赐我哋能力、平安。
Well, I have to actually tell you there's 37 miracles in the Bible.
啊，我咁样而家就话俾你哋听啦，系。圣经里面所记载的主耶稣行了37个神迹。
And there's two miracles that it was recorded in all four books of the Gospels.
其中有两个是在四本福音书都有记载过的。
Now, these are very significant because the Lord wants us to learn something from these four miracles.
这两个的神迹其实是非常之重要的。
So, one of the miracles is healing of the blind.
第一个就是叫那个瞎眼的得看见。
And then the other miracle, which is the one which I will be sharing, is the feeding of the 5,000.
另外一个就是以下来要交通的，就是那个五饼二鱼的神迹。
So maybe we'll first read the scripture that talk about this miracle in John chapter 6.
或者我们先来看约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6, verse 1 to 15.
约翰福音第六章第一至到第十三节。
John chapter 6, verse 1 to 15.
约翰福音第六章第一至到第十五节。
It's a long passage, so what I will do is I'll read that in three different parts.And then we'll have the translation after that.
啊，係非常有比較長嘅經文，所以我就讀依三段，有分開三段嚟讀，跟住就由翻譯繼續嘅嚟讀。
Sometimes after this, Jesus crossed to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs.He had performed on the sick. And Jesus went up on a mountain and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
第一段是一至六节，这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海，有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Verse 7. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages will not buy enough bread for each one of to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish.But how far will they go among so many? Jesus said, Have the people sit down. There are plenty of grass in that place. And the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaf, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. They did the same with the fish.
第七至到第十一节，腓力回答说：就是20两银子的饼，叫他们各人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？耶稣说：你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都 都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说。
Verse 12, when they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Jesus, knowing that they intend to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
第十二节到第十五节，他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得又糟蹋的。他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他作王，他就独自又退到山上去了。
So we know the background of this miracle is in a remote place.
我们知道这个故事的背景是在一个非常之遥远的地方，偏僻的地方。
And you know, when Jesus preached, people don't fall asleep. They listen.
耶稣叫人不要听到睡觉，他们是
And he preached from what the scripture said that until the sun was going down.
他是由朝早一直传到晚上天黑的时候。
So Jesus has so much to teach the people, so it went so long.
主耶稣一直的教训他们传道是整天的。
So by that time, the sun was down, and the people were hungry.
去到那个时候都要天黑了，那些人开始肚饿了。
So the disciple came to Jesus and said, we need to send them away, let them go and find some food to eat.
门徒就说，你快点打发他们回家吧，他们要吃东西休息了。
So some of the gospel actually said, Jesus told the disciple, give them something to eat.
有其他的福音书，甚至耶稣叫啲门徒话：，不如你负责俾嘢佢哋食啦。
And Jesus said that in order to test his disciple.
主耶稣咁样同佢哋讲，就系要试验佢啲门徒。
So the disciple said, "There's 200 denarii. We cannot buy even a little bread for everyone to have a bite."
门徒话：有就算系二十两银子嘅饼，叫佢哋一人食一啲，都边度会够咧？
But Jesus has compassion to the people. In a previous gospel, he said, just like the shepherd had a compassion with the sheep.
但是主耶稣举目见到这些人，见到他们如羊没有牧人一样，就发他怜悯的心肠，就怜悯他们。
And we know the outcome of this miracle, 5,000 men, which is probably be like with the women and children, maybe like 15,000 to 20,000 people were fed in this miracle.
这里是有5,000的男士们，其实加上妇女和小孩子，差不多可能有15,000至20,000人左右。他们全部故事的最终都吃饱了。
And at the very end, when they collect the leftover, there were 12 baskets.
他最后将这个大麦饼的零碎一齐嘅收拾下嚟，装满咗十二个篮子。
And this sign, this miraculous sign, points the crowd to Jesus that he is the prophet, he is the king.
呢个神迹对住嗰啲观看见到呢个神迹嘅人话，就证明咗话呢个原来系真系要嚟嗰位嘅先知，要嚟世间嘅先知。
So when I read this miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, I was very curious.
当我读到这个五饼二鱼喂饱五千人 的神迹的时候，我就很好奇。
So, I was wondering when and how this miracle was being done.
是几时怎样能够 行出这个神迹来呢？
So you read the gospel, it said that Jesus looked up to the sky, blessed the food, and then he break the fish and the bread, and then that's when the miracle happened.
读到第六节，耶稣是拿起个饼来，祝谢了，就分给那些坐着的人，分与都一样。
So I would imagine he would breaking the small fish and the small bread, and by the time he's breaking, it just keep coming, it keep coming.
我就想象他分饼分鱼的时候，一路的分，一路的分，是没间断过。
And then I also was curious when they talk about, if you read the gospel, there's something very interesting.
我是思想另外一个很特别的问题。
They talk about, you know, it was put in the hand of Jesus.
是将是个饼先是放在主的手中。
And then from the hand of Jesus, it was put in the hand of the disciples.
然后从主耶稣的手中再分给门徒们。
And then from the hand of the disciple, it was delivered to the crowd.
再从门徒们的手中分给众人。
So this miracle actually happened with there's many changes of hand.
是有很多的分配经手人的。
And then when we actually look at the miracle, the bread and the fish was first in the hand.
但是我们要知道，首先从这个饼和鱼是从这个小孩子、这个小朋友的手中交出来的。
This boy was holding this small fish, this two small fish and two small bread, and this is what will feed him for that day.
这个孩童带着五个大麦饼、两条鱼，就是为了他自己的。
He put it in the hand of the Lord.
为了他那天要吃的，但是他将这些放在主耶稣的手中。
The miracle will not happen until the bread and the fish was in the hand of the Lord.
这个神迹是不能够发生，除非这个五个大麦饼和两条鱼能够去到主耶稣的手中。
The miracle will not happen if the child keep this fish and the bread in his own hand.
这个神迹不能够发生，除非若果那个孩子将这五个大麦饼和两条鱼收埋，不肯交出来。
Praise the Lord, the child placed the bread and the fish in the hand of the Lord.
但是感谢主，这个孩童将那些饼和那鱼交了给主耶稣。
And that's when the miracle happened.
这个就是神迹奇事的开始。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
no matter how old you are,
无论我们年纪多大，
today you can be the miracle.
今天我们是能够成为这个神迹。
Are you willing to put your five bread and two fish in the hands of the Lord?
你愿不愿意将你那五个大麦饼、那两条鱼交给主呢？
Are you willing?
你愿不愿意?
If you place it in the hand of the Lord can do a miracle.
如果你能够愿意交出来摆在主的手中，主就能够作出神迹。
The miracle will not happen until we put it in the hand of the Lord.
这个神迹不能够发生，如果你将你自己保留。
Today, what is this?Five bread and two fish represent for us.
今天这五个大麦饼、两条鱼在我们身上究竟是代表什么呢？
It could be your time.
可能是你的时间。
Something very important to you.
可能是对你非常重要的一些东西。
Something that is very dear to you.
一些东西是对你很亲爱的。
It could be your service in the church.
可能是你在教会里面的服侍。
Maybe your service like cleaning the bathroom.
可能是在教会里面整洁的服侍。
Maybe vacuuming the carpet.
可能是吸尘的服侍。
So what the time you put in when people come into this fellowship, they see the love of Christ amongst us.
当 外人来到会所的时候见到教会好整洁清洁，就见到主是在我们当中。
When you place the time of the precious time you have to share the gospel, miracle can happen. People will come to the Lord. They would come and have a new life.
当你将你宝贵的时间用来传一点的福音的时候，人就能够相信接受主，他的生命就能够改变。
When you spend time fellowshipping with brother and sister, and we all get strengthened, brother and sister, that's a miracle.
当你用时间来分享给你旁边的弟兄姊妹关于主的事情的时候，他们就能够被建造，被鼓励。
Are you willing to give up your five bread and two fish for the Lord?
我们愿不愿意交出我们的五饼二鱼呢？
Sometimes you have to give up being popular.
有时你需要交出的就是你很非常之被人的称赞，被人称赞。
Or it's like peer pressure. You want to be popular among your friends.
或者你在你的朋友当中是很出众的。
Sometimes you have to give up your time for your social media.
很多时候我们要来放弃我们在一些的网上面，用在网上面的时间。
If you place it in the hand of the Lord,
如果将我的时间交在主的手中的时候，
the Lord can use it.
主就能够使用。
He can touch many other lives.
他就能够摸着其他许多的生命。
So I just want to ask again, will you put the five fish, two loaves in the hands of the Lord?
所以愿意再问的就是，我们愿不愿意将我们的五饼二鱼交给主？
So let me share a couple of testimonials.
我愿意分享点的见证。
There's two I'd like to share.
有两个的见证。
One is to do with brethren among our midst.
第一个是在我们当中的弟兄。
One is actually my personal testimonial.
另一个是我个人的见证。
In the past, I sometimes feel reluctant to share on my own testimonial.
以前我有时不是很喜欢是分享自己的见证。
I don't like to be on the spotlight, so to say.
我不想太多的注意力在我身上。
But I learned something from Brother Barry at the West Coast Conference.
在西洋特会中有一个 Barry 的弟兄，我在他身上学了一点。
He shared that, well, when he was sharing his personal experience in the Lord, he kind of prefixes saying that what he liked, brother and sister, when we heard his testimonial, the focus is not on him.But on the Lord, what the Lord has done.
当我分享他自己个人见证之前，他说明请弟兄姊妹的注意力是放在主的身上，不是在他的身上。
So I'd like to ask your permission to do that.
请你容许我这样交通。
First, I'd like to share about the miracle that actually happened among our midst.
在我们当中的第一个见证是这样的。
In early 1990,
在90年初的时候，
This is when we only have the San Francisco local church here.
是只有三藩市神的家。
And at that time, San Bruno local church has not been established.
在那时候， San Bruno 是还没有地方聚会的。
So in early 1990, God laid in the heart of the brethren in San Francisco is to establish a local church in San Bruno, because of the number of people that gather together is increasing, and also with the language, with Mandarin, Cantonese, and English, it gets a little complicated.
在九零年初的聚会的境况就是，不单止人数是很多，并且是有讲广东话和讲国语的弟兄们一起聚会呢，就开始不是太容易。
So at that time, the leading brothers, I'm sure some of you were here.
是那时的带领的弟兄们呢，有我们当中都有一点还在。
So the Lord has laid in their hearts that we should purchase a building in San Bruno instead of financing.
主就将一个心意摆喺弟兄们当中，我哋需要喺San Bruno嗰度去买一个会所。
Now at that time, the fellowship here is still very small, relatively.
喺嗰阵嘅时候，我哋嘅聚会都系还系算系细嘅。
And brother and sister were all working class people.
全部弟兄姊妹都系要翻工嘅。
So when I heard that about purchasing instead of financing, you know what first came to my mind?
当我想到弟兄们说要去现钱全部给出来去买一个会所 而不是 去银行借钱来买，哇，我当时的心理知不知道我想什么？
First thing came to my mind is number one is impossible. Number two, it takes a miracle to do that.
第一就是完全不可能的，第二就是需要一个神迹。
But brother and sister pray earnestlyThey fast and they wait upon the Lord.
嗰阵时嘅弟兄们就因着呢件事情，恳切嘅祷告，甚至禁食嘅去祷告。
The prayer is not the building, but the Lord has need.
个祷告就系唔系需要呢一间嘅聚会嘅地方，反而系主你有呢个需要。
And the Lord heard our prayer and respond.
主就听咗嗰个嘅祷告。他就要作事了。
And the brother responsible with the treasury had told me some of the story, which I'd like to share.
那时负责的弟兄也都讲了给我听一些细节，我愿意分享给大家听。
There was a sister amongst us. She's it's not, maybe not a right term, but it kind of describes she's a miser, which she doesn't spend money.She hold on to her money very closely, and she had a sum of money she saved.
就讲到有一个嗰阵时聚会中有一个姊妹咧，佢有一点嘅积蓄，佢系咧中意好储埋嘅，储埋嘅。
And that sum of money is for her marriage.
佢储埋嗰啲钱咧，系为咗佢嘅结婚用嘅。
And the Lord opened her heart.And she played that in the hand of the Lord.
主就摸着佢嘅心，咁就愿意佢就奉献出嚟。
Another story is many of the offering that came in. Our brother described is there like $100 bills rolled together and tied up with rubber band.
并且另外一个嘅细节就系。所当时所奉献嘅时候，许多嘅嗰啲银纸都系$100，好多张$100卷埋一齐，用橡筋卷埋就咁奉献。
And we know those are the money that some of the elderly brother and sister save that under their mattress for their retirement。
嗰啲嘅钱我哋知道系一啲年长嘅弟兄姊妹们，佢哋用嚟预备系嚟退休去收埋嘅，好辛苦赚翻嚟。
There's some jewelry came in.
甚至有一啲嘅珠宝，金银珠宝系装饰嗰啲装饰交出嚟。
Some of the sister offered their wedding band, the dragon and phoenix dragon band, the wedding gift to the Lord.
有啲姊妹们将佢结婚嗰阵时嗰啲龙凤嗰啲嗰啲嘢咧，就都要交出嚟。
There's a story some of you probably did not know the detail.
有一个故事的细节你可能都不知道。
During that time, there's a brother from Los Angeles came up and had a special conference with us.
在那段的时间里面，有一个弟兄在南加州在可以上来分享。
It's Brother Wong from L.A. He originally was from Hong Kong.
王弟兄嗰阵时，佢本来系香港过嚟嘅，但系嗰阵时喺南加州。
So while he was in San Francisco, he discovered that he had liver cancer.
当佢嚟到三藩市嘅时候，停留嘅时候，佢发现咗佢有肝癌。
And the dear brethren in Hong Kong
当时那些亲爱的香港的弟兄们
they put together a sum of money, $60,000, and sent it to him for medical use.
当时在香港的弟兄们就筹了$60,000是为着这个弟兄给他医病用。
But the Lord laid in our brother's heart to put God's house before his own life.
但是主就感动这个弟兄说要将神的家摆在首位。
So out of the 60,000, he offered 40,000 into the hands of the Lord.
在这个$60,000当中，他将$40,000奉献了给神的需要。
In 1993, the house of God San Bruno was established.
San Bruno, 神的家是开始聚会。
It became a lampstand for the Lord.
成为了主的一个灯台。
There's light, there's hope.
有光，有希望。
The gospel was spread.
福音能够被传开去。
There's feeding of many, many people.
许多人得着供应。
Many servants of God were raised.
许多神的工人被带起来。
What a miracle.
何等的神迹。
But the miracle cannot happen until we put the 5 bread and 2 fish in the hand of the Lord.
但是除非我们将我们的5饼2鱼交给主，任何的神迹是不能够发生。
I have a small testimony of myself I'd like to share.
有一个微小的见证要交通。
As a chiropractor, I graduated in 1976.
我是1996年毕业，作为这个脊椎治疗师。
That's 45 years ago, believe me or not.
45年前啊，你能不能够相信呢？
But at that time, chiropractic is still in the very primitive infant stage.
嗰阵时嘅脊椎治疗系非常之嘅基础简单嘅。
Many people never even heard about it.
冇人听过。
So in 1979, I had an opportunity to secure a 10-minute spot on a TV channel. At that time, there's only one TV channel called the Overseas Channel.
在1979年嘅时候，系有一个电台。我嗰阵时，电视系有一个嘅机会，我能够掌握到10分钟嘅电视嗰个嘅时间。
So I have a program called the Total Ways to Health.
我嗰阵时咧有一个节目咧，就叫做能够完全嘅痊愈。
And that's the only TV channel, so I had a monopoly.
嗰阵时就只有嗰个电视台，咁就系唯一系独家嘅播出去。
And it was very beneficial. It bringing a lot of patients and financial gain that came with it.
系非常之好嘅广告，因为带俾我许多嘅病人并且系带出更多嘅收入。
And it's a lifeline, you know, into my career.
系一个靠山，系要靠住佢就多啲病人嚟。
But at that time, God laid in my heart.
但系嗰阵时主喺个心说话。
Such a precious time.
嗰宝贵嘅十分钟。
This 10 minutes is such a precious time.
嗰宝贵嘅十分钟。
It'll be great if the Lord can use it for the gospel and my personal gain.
如果能够主用嗰十分钟嚟做传福音嘅事，你话系何等嘅 比我用在自己的用处的身上更好呢？
And God answered prayer.
主答复祷告。
In 1980,
在80年
1980, Brother Stephen came into our fellowship.
80年的时候张弟兄就来到我们会所当中。
Our brother was gifted with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
张弟兄是特别有福音的负担和恩赐。
And one thing that he really, really opened my eyes.
他特别打开我眼睛的是什么呢？
He shared about, as in recorded in Luke chapter 15, about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
他分享在路加福音第十五章讲到那个失羊那个牧人失钱和那个浪子的比喻的时候。
So he shared about that when the shepherd find the lost sheep.
当那个牧羊人找到失去那一只羊的时候。
He said here, I tell you that in the same way,There will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢呼，欢喜较比为99个不用悔改的义人欢呼更大。
And in the same way, when the woman found the lost coin.
同一样，当那个妇人找到那个失去的钱的时候。
And verse 11 is said, In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也要这样为他欢喜。
This is the value that God places in every soul, every person who repents.
当一个人悔改的时候，神就将一个宝贵特别的价值摆在一个人身上。
So every time someone repents, there's rejoice in heaven.
每一次当有人悔改的时候，天上是有欢喜。
This is the heart of God.
这个是神的心。
God places tremendous value in every one of us.
神的心对我们每一个人都是这样。
So by fall in 1980,
在80年的秋天,
so the fellowship here took on this program called the Light of Life.
聚会的时候, 我们就预备了一个节目叫做生命的光。
This 10-minute time was broadcasted every week for 10 years.
这一个生命光的节目是指一个礼拜十分钟的时候就一直的播是播了十年。
So some brother or sister become the director to put together a 10-minute program or 10-minute act to share the gospel.
有些弟兄姊妹们就是为着这一个的摆上作了导演。
Some wrote the script.
有人就写稿
，some be the camera person。
有人就负责拎住个录影机。
Brother William was a good director。
William 弟兄系做导演。
Many of us, including our children, they were actor and actress to perform scripts to bring out the gospel。
有许多弟兄姊妹，甚至儿童们，佢都系能够演绎出呢个福音出嚟。
And some are commentator at the back, at the end。
有一些是作一些的总结是评论员。
And some do editing of the film.
有一些是做剪接。
For 10 years, we were the light in this dark age.
十年的时候我们是作了这个光在一个黑暗世这个世代里面作了光。
I can be very proud to say that the joy and the labor in gospel was so tremendous during that time.
我在想起的时候，我要讲的就是，实在是里面很喜乐，很有满足。 因着这个福音的被传出去的缘故。
If that time was kept by one person and benefited by one person, and that time was not put in the hand of the Lord,
如果那段的时间是一个人保留住，没交到给主，
there will be no gospel during that time through broadcasting.
就会不能够，那些福音就不能够在这里直播出来。
The Lord can only perform a miracle when we are willing to put the five bread and two fish in his hand.
主只能够做神迹，但他需要我们将五饼二鱼交给他。
Today, you and I can be that miracle.
今天你和我都能够成为那个的神迹。
Whatever you place in the hand of the Lord remember.
我们无论放什么在奉献在主的手中，主是会纪念的。
So I just want to read you a couple of the Bible recorded. This is how the Lord remember. They put the story in the Bible.
是主是在圣经里面怎样记载的呢？
So the first one I want to just read you the scripture on the widow who offered the two mites.
是那个寡妇将她那两个的银钱奉献给主的时候，主是怎样看呢？
So I'm going to be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 21.
在路加福音第21章那里这样记载。
Luke chapter 21, verse 1-4.
路加福音第21章第1至到4节。
As he looked up, that's when Jesus looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasure. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on.
耶稣抬头观看，见财主把捐项投在库里，又见一个穷寡妇投了两个小钱，就说：我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇所投的比众人还多，因为众人都是自己有余，拿出来投在捐项里，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
When the widow put in these two copper coins, she was not looking for praises from the Lord.
当这个寡妇将两个小钱投在这个库里的时候，她不是要得着任何人的称赞。
But the Lord recognized that.
但是主看到。
But the Lord praised her.
主赞赏她。
And this praise went into the history of this world.
这个主的称许被记载在主的话里面。
Throughout history, this story was recorded and teaches us.
在历史里面，这个小故事告诉我们听。
There's another story I'd like to share is in Matthew chapter 26.
另外一个故事是记载在马太福音第26章。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 6-13.
马太福音第26章第6至到13节。
This is the event of Jesus anointed at Bethany.
这个故事是耶稣在伯大利那里被膏的时候。
Verse 6. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, They were indignant. Why was this waste? They asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
耶稣在伯大利长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上所作的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。她将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬作的。我实在告诉你们，普天下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的作为纪念。
When this woman poured the perfume on Jesus' head, on his body,
当这个女人将极贵的香膏浇在耶稣的头去到身上的时候，
She did it out of her love.
因为这个女人爱耶稣。
She did it out of her devotion.
因为这个女人她是爱戴耶稣。
But the praise that she received from the Lord was recorded in 13. I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
主对这个女人的称许记载在第十三节那里，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的作为纪念。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we place the 5 bread and 2 fish in the hands of the Lord, we are not expecting to be praised.
当我们将五饼二鱼摆在主的手中的时候，我们不是期待着有人来称许我们。
But the Lord remember.
但是是被主纪念的。
In heaven and on earth.
在天上，在地上。
And throughout history.
甚至在历史里面。
What a miracle.
这个是神迹。
Today, you and I can be the miracle.
今天你和我都能够成为这个神迹。
There's one more story I'd like to share before I end.
还有一个最后的故事。
It's in Matthew chapter 21.
在马太福音第21章。
Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音第21章。
The story is in chapter 21, verse 1 to verse 11.
第1至到11节。
But for the sake of time, we'll only read part of that.
我们只是读一部分。
It's about the triumphal entry.
是主怎样的得胜的进耶路撒冷。
Verse 1. As Jesus and the disciple approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone say anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说：你们往对面村子里，必看见一匹驴存在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开牵到我这里来。
Verse 4. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Verse 5. He said, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey."
第四节到第五节，这事成就，就是要应验先知的说话，要对锡安的居民说，看啊，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
In verse 10, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
第十一节，耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，合城都惊动了，说，这是谁？众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
So Jesus asked the disciple to went into the city, and they'll find a donkey and a colt, and to brought it back to him.
耶稣就叫门徒在他入耶路撒冷之前，就叫他，哦，你先去前面找一匹驴，在驴隔离有个驴驹，你要去那里牵到，将他们牵到我这里来。
So the owner asked, "What are they doing?" They said, "The Lord has need." And the owner allowed the disciple to took the donkey and the colt.
主人就要问你，你做乜嘢啊？攞我啲驴。嗰阵时你就要回答佢，系要被主用嘅。嗰个主人就会将嗰个驴驴驹俾你。
On the entry in verse 10, it said it record that people are crying Hosanna to the highest, and the crowd recognizing this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
嗰阵时主坐着驴入嚟入城嘅时候，驴驹入嚟嘅时候，嗰阵时好多人都大声嗌和撒那归于大卫嘅子孙。嗰阵时耶稣系被表明出嚟，佢就系呢位先知。
But on the Sunday after the crucifixion,
喺下一个主日系喺耶稣被钉死之后。
On the Sunday after his crucifixion,
喺耶稣被钉十架之后嗰个嘅主日。
When our Lord rose from the dead,
当耶稣复活嘅时候
，His disciple and many of the Jews remember what the Lord has taught.
门徒们同埋其他犹太人都记得主点样教导佢哋。
They didn't really just recognize Jesus is a prophet from Nazareth.
佢哋唔单止系认同耶稣系拿撒勒嘅一位先知。
They realized that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
佢哋就认为认同耶稣系一位弥赛亚。
He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords.
系万王之王，万主之主。
He's the Son of God.
佢系神嘅儿子。
The owner who allowed the disciple to took the donkey and the colt.
嗰一个驴同驴驹嘅主人，佢曾经让门徒拿去佢嘅财物。
Then we recognize that.His coat and his donkey was written by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他终于知道他奉献出来的驴和驴驹是被一位万王之王、万主之主所使用。
Now the owner could have said, "Why don't you take the donkey or the coat? Don't take both of them."
那个主人或者说，你选一只驴或者小那只，你选一只好了。
But the ownertook both of them.
但是个主人说两只你拿去。
It is number one to fulfill the prophecy which recorded in verse 5 from Zechariah.
第一是要使到这个这件事情能够是被神的话应验在撒加利亚书。
Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这里就很清楚的就这样讲，要对锡安的居民说，看啊，你的王来到你这里是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
But what's the meaning of a donkey and a colt?
驴同埋驴驹子是什么意思呢？
The donkey represents the Old Testament.
驴就是代表旧约。
The colt represents the New Testament.
驴驹子就是代表新约。
In the Old Testament is filled or pregnant with the prophecy of Jesus.
旧约就是充满了耶稣要应验的应许。
Or you may say it's pregnant with the prophecy of Jesus.
旧约就是充满了要应验关于耶稣的事情。
Just like it's in the bosom, but it's pregnant.
它就是好像一个怀孕的妇人，孩子未出来，但是已经大了，有了。
So the Old Testament is pregnant with the prophecy of Jesus.
就是旧约里面是酝酿了许多就来要成就的神的应许关于耶稣的事情。
And Jesus came to life now in the New Testament.
耶稣在新约里面表明出来了，来了。
So when Jesus rides on both the donkey and the colt, it represents that he is the fulfillment from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
当耶稣骑着驴驹带着驴驹子的时候，他就是说明他是要应验旧约带出来的神的话，他就是这一位要来的王。
In the Eastern time, a lot of king will ride on a donkey to symbolize he's the king and peace.
在以前的时候，当一个王要来的时候，他就要骑着
to be the king.And peace.
就是说明他是王，是王和祭司。
And riding on the donkey is because it represents that the Lord humbled himself and came into this world.
他是骑着驴来，因为就说明主是温柔的。
The prophecy will not fulfill if the owner of the donkey and the colt said, why don't you just take one?
这一个的神的话是不能够被应验，除非这个驴和驴驹的主人奉献他的财物出来。
The miracle of the five bread, of the feeding of the 5,000 will not fulfill if the child would only give up half of the five bread and two loaves.
这个五饼二鱼的神迹不能够完全的行使出来，除非那个小朋友，如果那个小朋友是保留一半一部分。
The widow, the poor widow, if she only put in one mite instead of two, which was her total life saving, she will not be recognized and praised by the Lord.
那个穷寡妇如果将一个小钱去保留另一个，她就不能够得着主的称许。
So brother and sister, when the Lord has need, and if he laid in your heart,place what he asks completely into his hand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果主有需要，主将个需要放在你的心里面，请你打开你的心，将你交托奉献给主。
Are you willing?
你愿不愿意？
What you put in the hand of the Lord, not just you be remembered, but Lord will reward you.
你将自己放在主的手中的时候，不单止你是会被主纪念，主还是会奖赏你。
The Lord will call you good and faithful servant.
是又良善又忠心的仆人。
You're faithful to the Lord promised he'll be faithful to you.
你对主忠心忠诚，主是会应许对你是信实的。
To place the five bread and two fish in the hand of the Lord.
当你摆五饼二鱼在主的手中的时候
，It's a great choice，
是你要做一个拣选
；It's a blessed choice，
是一个祝福的选择
；It's a glorious choice，
是一个荣耀的选择
；It pleases God，
是你得着主的喜悦
；It advances the kingdom of God，
主的神的国就能够前进。
When we pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done。
当我哋祷告话主的国向前前进，在地上主的旨意在地上如同行在天上的时候
，That's when God's love and His mercy spread over this world。
就是嗰阵时候，就是神的爱和神的怜悯被传出去的时候。
Miracle can only happen when it's in the hand of the Lord。
神迹只能够发生当在主的手中的时候。
But are we willing？
但是我们愿不愿意？
Are we willing to put the five bread and two fish into the hands of the Lord.
我们愿意将我们自己的五饼二鱼交在主的手中。
My sharing has to end at this point.
我交通要停下来了。
But may the Lord continue to speak into our heart.
愿意主自己在我们心里面说话。
So at the end, maybe we can sing the hymn again.
或者作准结总结，我们再唱刚才所唱的诗歌。
Can we sing hymn 303?
303.
Hymn 303.
303首。
While we are singing this hymn,
唱诗歌的时候，
if the Lord has stirred in your heart that you're willing be like the little boy,
如果主在你的心里面摸着你，你愿不愿意作一个小孩子一样？
When the Lord laid in your heart, are you willing to put whatever that five bread and two fish in the hands of the Lord? If you had the desire, I'd like you to sing with us and stand up with us.
如果在座的弟兄姊妹们，你愿意好像一个小孩子，将你无论是什么，你那个的五饼二鱼奉献给主的时候，请你站起来同我们一起唱这首诗歌。
Hymn 303.
第303首。
Give of your best to the master.
将你最好的献给主。
Himself for your ransom, pay
While we are standing, I'd like to open up some time for brother and sister to pray and then respond to the word of God.
当你站着的时候，我愿意将这段时间公开给弟兄姊妹们祷告，对神作一个的回应。
Your grace that has rained upon us. Thank you so much for our Lord Jesus. Every miracle can come from you. Thank you so much for not giving up on us. And thank you so much for continuing to find a way through.May you continue to move through us. And may this life that you have saved, the miracle that you have blessed us all with, we live for your glory in fullness, not in 99.9%, but in 100%. For your love for us is complete and full.
Amen.
And it's not in portion.
Amen.
In our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Abba Father. Amen.
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 哦、主啊，我们手上边没有什么东西，主啊，我们所有的都是两五饼二鱼或者两个小钱。哦，主啊，但我有些我手头有香膏。哦，主啊，真是藉着你的话，主啊，叫我们里面愿意将我们自己再一次摆在主的手里面。哦，主啊，这些的事物，哦，我们看为有价值的。哦，只不过是短暂，主啊，开我们的眼睛，哦，主啊，当我们愿意摆在主的手上的时候，能够存到永远。哦，主啊，我再不年轻了，哦，主啊，但是愿意主能够用得着我，哦，主啊，愿意将自己再摆在主的手的里面，主用得着这个余生。哦，主啊，也都愿意神兴起，主啊，整个教会，年轻的，年长的，哦，都愿意将自己再一次交在主的手的里面。哦，愿意主藉着我们有限的能够传到永远。
Amen.
蒙主纪念，在神的国度里面有份。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
参加这个服侍，主叫我们这些这样的卑微的人，可以在你今天要所显出的神迹上有份。主，我们屈膝，我们敬拜，主，我们承认我们离开了起初的爱，主，我们求你赦免我们，主，带我们回去原来的地方，叫我们行起初所行的事，就叫我们这个灯台可以在完全继续为你发光。主，我们感谢你，感谢你今天向我们每个人心中说话。主，无论我们年老年轻甚至是年幼，主，我们知道我们愿将我们自己献过给你，因为你在十字架上，你将最好完全的为我们带出。主，我们为了自己，我们还有什么可以保留？主，我们真的愿我们将我们的身体当作活祭来献上给你。主，我们靠你悦纳我们，听我们向你的感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
We but,
Willing to give up that two fish and five loaves? Are we like that widow willing to give up our two mite, Lord? We just, whether we're young or we're old, Lord, may we have that heart to give the best to our master, Lord. Because for you yourself did not give spare anything, did not spare your own son. You did not hold anything back from us, Lord. We thank you so much for what you've bestowed upon us, Lord. So we just want to be ones who are willing to give of the best to our master and to willing to give up our all, Lord, because you yourself gave up your all, your life for us, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We want to lift up your name this morning, give you all the honor and praises. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Captive our every word, our every thought. It's better in your hands than in ours. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, your word is so meaningful. When you send the disciples to get the donkey and the foal, if someone asks you, what are you doing? You just tell them the Lord had use of it. Lord, that is the reason, Lord. You have need of it, Lord. No other reason is important, Lord. You have need of it. That's all it counts. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We are unworthy. Lord, you allow us to see your need, Lord. Lord, remember, people will say, what a waste, Lord. What are you doing, Lord? But, Lord, you said the whole room was filled with the fragrance, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. May your people, when we gather, Lord, have fragrance, Lord.
Amen.
It is from you, Lord, from your presence, from you accepting what we offer, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You cleanse us through and through, Lord. You come and build your church, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you like the child to you, Lord. Lord, you can take what we have, what we offer, Lord. Lord, what we offer came from you, Lord. And you're even asking us to give something to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. You are that King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have me, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
主啊，因此我哋喺你面前话，主，我哋要回应你自己向我哋嘅呼召，主啊，俾我哋真系有一个咁样嘅愿意嘅心，主啊，就系要将身体献上当作活祭，因为这是理所当然嘅，系神所喜悦嘅。求主你施恩典，让我哋愿意将身体献上。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Please be seated.
好，请坐低。